Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
It's the optimist who sees the challenge, who finds the opportunity, and seizes that opportunity. Those are the ones that are going to be successful.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience. This time we take a look back on all the news that was Ag Bioscience in April 2025 here with Kayla Chittister. Hello, Kayla.
Hi, Mitch. We don't do these virtual very often.
I know. So here we are. It's good. I am here. I am ready. I am blown away with all things that happened in April 2025 here in Ag Bioscience. You and I have sorted through all the news. I think we can get to top three.
Top three. We've been ships passing through the night. You have been a road warrior this month, my friend.
I have. Let's start there. Let's make this number one. We have traveled all across Indiana to really understand the challenges and, dare I say, opportunities facing Indiana's ag bioscience economy. So this is, as a reminder, it's food, it's animal health, it's plant science, it's ag tech, and it's agriculture. Talking with leaders across the economy, and there are a handful of takeaways that I think are helpful contextually as we're heading here into planting season for production agriculture. I think it's helpful as we look at just the world that is before us. This being the only economy that touches every person on the planet, it centers on food. Everyone is connected here, which means the things that are challenging the macro economy come here to this micro piece as well. All the trade challenges, the uncertainty, policy, all the things that shape this environment. What we're hearing is from leaders is the only way out is through. And so you have to keep going. You have to set a vision. You have to have a longer term view of what this is. And I think as you look at the volatility in commodity markets, one thing we're hearing is, how do we really advance innovation? How do we think about things that we're really, really good at? And how do we bring additional value to them? We see it certainly in production agriculture. We see it in plant science. We see it in food. We see it in animal health. We see it in ag tech. But this, it's not the best bumper sticker, but I think it is a good way to kind of frame this discussion is, how do you take commodities and how do you add additional value? How do you decommoditize commodities? And there's a whole lot of inputs to that output.
Yeah, I would say so. And you had a chance to have this conversation with Elaine Watson at Ag Funder News, was it last month, actually, and the opportunities that come with the challenges, so to speak, and how the Midwest is very good at this when times get tough.
Very good at it, very well practiced. I mean, if you look historically, this ag bioscience economy here in Indiana, across the Midwest, in finding new value in commodities, ethanol is one of the greatest examples in my mind. Is 45%-ish of corn grown in Indiana goes to ethanol. That's an additional value. That's an additional way in which we can create differentiation, add value to what is a commodity. But we're seeing it in startups and we're seeing it in scaling companies. We've had a couple here on the podcast. What, over the last year, we've had BioBond up from West Lafayette area. We've talked with the guys and gal at AgroRenew, Brian and Katie Southern, great people. Watermelons, maybe not a commodity as we think about traditional commodities, but finding additional value, taking watermelon rinds and turning them into plastic. We've talked about Sustainia and Premiant, the work they're doing to take corn and take bioproducts and turn it into plastic up in West Lafayette. In fact, I'll be out with Sustainia and Premiant in DC coming up in May 6th. I'll be at the Plant-Based Products Council.
Say that five times fast.
Can't do it. Can't do it. But this idea, we have a tailwind in finding opportunity amidst challenge. One of my favorite things, and I said it in passing, you and I were on the phone with Elaine when we talked with her at Ag Funder News. I said, look, in all of this, it's really easy to identify the barriers, the challenge, the turbulence, the risk that is in today's market. And pessimists, people who sound negative, they sound really smart because they're taking all of this in and it's really easy to be down. But it's the optimist It's the optimist who sees the challenge, who finds the opportunity and seizes that opportunity. Those are the ones that are going to be successful. And I was so happy to see that show up in AgFunder News, because I think it's reflective of what we see here in this macro opportunity that we saw in April 2025 of really how do you bring additional value to commodities? What is that decommoditization or value-added component that we can bring here in Indiana?
I think it's also just this extension of how we define innovation at Agrinovis too, right? You're getting far more in the weeds with drilling down to what innovation means, which is solving the problem at hand, and that's creating net farm income. And that's what's needed right now.
Totally agree. Shall we move to two? I love number two. This is one, it has been pervasive, but I feel like this focus is creating new opportunity. And that's this focus on food. We've seen so much talk macro, not just here in the US, but all around the globe, around this new focus on food. I feel like we've all had a revelation that what we eat actually affects our health, which here we are. Good that we finally agreed upon that. But the work that's happening here is exhilarating. We landed a giant opportunity with our friends at Tate and Lyle to host a discussion on this future of food, what it means, how ingredients work. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, coming up at Quadrant on May 14th, we get Abigail Storms, who has maybe the coolest job title I've ever heard of. She's Senior Vice President of Global Sweeteners and Fibers for Tate and Lyle. She's going to keynote our event, where we really do focus on this evolution of consumer-driven demand around ingredients and food and how food companies are going to and are responding to this market-driven demand and ultimately how that's going to impact the farmer.
That's exactly right. In traveling across and talking with different leaders, it really does connect back to some of that idea around how do you bring additional value to commodities. When you think about food manufacturing, food innovation, such a big piece of the Indiana Ag Bioscience economy. How do we make the connection between production and consumption? How do we shorten those supply chains? How do we create resiliency in those supply chains? And how does that ultimately create value for farmers? We saw a big step in that earlier this year when Ingredion announced plans to put $100 million in their Indianapolis operation, really for food products. They're creating cornstarch, and they believe that there's a huge opportunity here, really on this trend of focus on food, focus on health, this intersectionality. We saw Secretary Kennedy in Indiana in April 2025. There is a focus on food that is creating opportunity. We saw it in April 2025 here in Ag Bioscience, and then we're going to see it shape the next chapter as well.
We hope you guys will join us for this event. I think what's going to be really neat about that is Abigail is going to keynote and talk to us about her perspective. And then we get Courtney Kingery, who also has that background in food, right? Is now the CEO of Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance. She's going to join on stage alongside Abigail for a panel with you and as well, Mitch is the moderator, and to really provide that farmer perspective as well. And so it's a free event, agrinovisindiana.com/quadrant. I will put it in the show notes and we hope you join us. It's aligned with the Sweets and Snacks Convention. So there is no excuse if you are in town for that to not be there.
It is. If you are listening to this podcast, watching this podcast, as the radio folks used to say, first time caller, long time listener, this is your opportunity to engage because we'll have thousands of the world's leaders in sweets and snacks here in Indianapolis, big global, national certainly, conference where the folks who are really focused on this idea of food are coming to us. We would love to host you. We'd love to have you May 14th. I think you know a little bit about this event, Kayla Chittister.
Yeah, just a little bit. The Sweets and Snacks Expo, like the idea that the Indianapolis Convention Center is going to be lined wall to wall with some of the best snack and like just candy brands, confectionery brands that your heart could desire. I envy the people that attend this expo.
I was able to get a ticket last year. It was my first time in. So this event historically was in Chicago. I think last year was the first year it was in Indianapolis. Maybe it was the second year for Indianapolis. When we were kids and we watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, not the new one, It kind of feels like that, right?
It gives golden ticket energy for sure.
It gives golden ticket energy. And I have to share this because if they're listening, my hope is they hear this and they get really excited. I found a brand last year, Kayla, and I'm sure they're using Indiana corn in their brand. So I feel like this is connected. Gummy peach rings that were chamoy. So spicy, salty, gummy peach rings. One of my favorite highlights from the event.
I love that you act like this podcast is the first time you have told me about these gummy rings. If the company is listening, big advocate.
Big advocate. Driving sales. If you've seen a spike in sales here in Central Indiana, you'll know why. You're welcome.
But in all seriousness, this is a huge event. Over 1,000, I think, suppliers and exhibitors there. I think they have over 400 product releases they expect to unroll at this event. A lot happens in Indianapolis in May. Outside of racing, there's also sweets and snacks and Quadrant.
It's a big event. Macro, you look at food here in Indiana, the food economy, roughly the same size as production agriculture. This is a really important event. This is a really important segment of the economy. Eager to welcome them, the organizations who are attending, to Indianapolis, to Indiana, and show them May 14th at Quadrant what makes this place different.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a ton of fun. We need to wrap up. I see the countdown counting down. You want to hit, we're on the road a ton coming up here in May and June. You want to run through?
Sure, absolutely. You start.
Okay, so the first place I know is I'll be May 6th, Washington, D.C., the Plant-Based Products Council, talking about how do we bring additional value and what are great examples of like Sustainia and Premiant coming together to create a new BioMig bioglycol facility up in West Lafayette. Going to be a ton of fun looking back on how that project came together and what is ahead for that project.
That's a really exciting trip.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a day trip because you know I love that. I'll leave in the morning and come home at night. And so there we go. That's the day.
I believe we're also going to the SynBioBeta conference, aren't we?
We are going to SynBioBeta in San Jose, same week.
Megan DeVelvis, the newest member of the Agrinovis team.
Indeed.
And then we are welcoming 20 college students in the month of May. We accepted 20 college students into the Ag Bioscience Company Tours cohort as part of our Field Atlas brand out of a lot of applicants for our May company tours. And they get to go see the Bex Hybrids facility and tour Eurofins and learn all about what it is like to have innovative careers in ag bioscience. So it's a day and a half experience. They learn a lot about networking, what it's like to jumpstart their career. And we are really, really thrilled. Students from all across the state, IU, Purdue, DePaul, Butler, you name it. We are really looking forward to this group. It's going to be a sharp bunch.
I love this program so much. There's so much talk today around talent and how we have to find talent and how we have to recruit talent and how we have to solve the talent problem. And I don't disagree with any of those things. But the approach that is being unveiled, unrolled, activated here is so different because it's young people, all of us, you can't achieve it if you can't see it. And I think bringing students, bringing young people from across different fields of study, different geographies, to say, oh my gosh, I had no idea I could be a finance major and be involved in making sure there's food. I didn't know that I could be a data scientist and affect the future of production agriculture. These kinds of experiences are absolutely life-changing. That is not hyperbole. We have heard it. We have seen it. We have experienced it. And if you have yet to do this, call to action here, myfieldatlas.com. You can get a little peek behind the curtains on what these career experience tours are, the companies behind them, and how you could be involved.
Yeah. And so the May tour cohort has closed, obviously, but we will do another one in August and that application is still open. So if you know a college student that is interested, I do recommend applying. It is very competitive. And so we have law students, human resources students, computer science, geology, you name it. Please sign up. And a special thank you to Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance for supporting the endeavor because we couldn't do it without them. So thank you.
Absolutely. And let's wrap up. I know this is a little far out, but I think it's important to start putting on the calendar now, June 18th.
Yes. I'm super excited about this. Can we talk about this?
Let's do it. Jump in.
So for anybody who has been around with us for a while, you know, we do these innovation challenges and we finally took them all together and made one giant baby this year and called it Velocity. And do you want to talk about what Velocity is, Mitch?
I love Velocity. Velocity is our way to enable, inspire, and really guide entrepreneurs who have an idea and want to create a company. And so we have done that really focused on three key areas: bioinnovation, farmer-led innovation, and food is health. Those are three areas. There are over 40 teams, 40, over 40 teams trying to not just solve things they think need to be solved. These are incredible teams, companies, entrepreneurs who have gone to industry, who we as Agrinova has helped say, hey, what are the problems? What are the challenges in food as health and bioinnovation and farmer-led innovation? What are the challenges that need to be tackled? These teams are chasing those. And on June 18th, you, wherever you are, you can come to the Indiana State Fairgrounds and you can see, you can experience the absolute transformational innovation these teams are bringing to market.
We're going to have our first ever Velocity Demo Day, which we've never had a demo day for any of the innovation challenges. We've always started the challenge. It's been largely a virtual program, and then we've announced a winner. And so I think to be able to see any team from student innovators to startups to existing companies, there's always such a range. And so we will get to see their solutions on display. And we will announce winners there. And so really, really excited for what's to come. And we hope you'll join us. It's going to be a free event. And we will have the registration link up at agrinovisindiana.com/velocity.
Amazing. It has been an amazing, a tremendous month here in April 2025 across the ag bioscience economy here in Indiana. Kayla, grateful we get to do it together and grateful for everybody who joined us today on this, our April 2025 recap.
Can't believe it's over.
Can't believe it's over. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, and she is...
Kayla Chittister, saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.